Listening Library presents Homeless Bird by Gloria Whalen. Chapter 1. Coley, you are 13 and growing every day, Ma said to me. It's time for you to have a husband. I knew why. There were days when my Ma took only a bit of rice for herself, so the rest of us, my Bob, my brothers and I, might have more. It's one of my days to fast, she would say, as if it were a holy thing, but I knew it was because there was not enough food to go around. The day I left home, there would be a little more for everyone else. I had known the day was coming, but the regret I saw in Ma's eyes made me tremble. My Bob, like all fathers with a daughter to marry off, had to find a dowry for me. It will be no easy task, he said with a sigh. Bob was a scribe. He sat all day in his marketplace stall, hoping to make a few rupees by writing letters for those who did not know how to write their own. His customers had little money. Often, from the goodness of his heart, Bob would write a letter for only a rupee or two. When I was a small girl, he would sometimes let me stand beside him. I watched as the spoken words were written down to become like caged birds, caught forever by my clever Bob. When they learned Ma and Bob were looking for a husband for me, my two brothers began to tease me. My older brother Gopal said, Coley, when you have a husband, you will have to do as he tells you. You won't sit and daydream as you do now. My younger brother Ram, whom I always beat at card games, said, When you play cards with your husband, you'll have to lose every time. My brothers went to the boys' school in our village, though there was a school for girls.